What is happening? This is Susan, and I am excited to be introducing season two of the podcast. And let me tell you, we got some interesting things happening this season. So it occurred to me that almost every guest that I had on last season ended up in some way, shape, or form being affiliated with the military or someone who has worked with tactical populations. And if you guys follow me on Instagram, you know that is exactly what I do. At tactical.dietitian, give me a follow if you don't already. And it was fun getting to know all of those amazing dietitians, but I think we are ready to expand and explore and create something even more amazing, but also more relevant. So tactical nutrition is growing exponentially thanks to a lot of the tactical communities, police officers, firefighters, just first responder communities, and the military, thanks to their efforts to address holistic health, because we know that better operators, officers, firefighters perform and live better lives when we address all aspects of health, performance, and daily living, and of course, the Army's most recent efforts to expand holistic health. So, however, as this field grows, just like with everything else, there's a lot of misconceptions out there. And let me tell you, I have come across some stuff that is just, it's out there, guys. So it's laughable, but it's also just downright dangerous for the men and women who are charged with protecting us here at home, in the U.S. and overseas all day, every day. And our goal is going to be to weed through some of that BS info and some of that snake oil they're selling to get to what really matters. So I'm going to be not only bringing you the nutrition info, but I have some great and amazing people to help me, and we are going to bring it all. Nutrition, stress and resilience, sleep, training, the whole deal. If you are a tactical athlete, you're going to want to tune in. Not only that, but for anyone who wants to work in the tactical space, guys, I've been getting tons and tons of messages from dietitians who are moving into this space. So this is going to be for you as well, because we want to do our part to serve the tactical community, and we want to do it well because, frankly, they deserve it, and we owe it to them to bring them information that is accurate, that's reliable, that's relevant, and that's in a format that they can apply pretty easily to their crazy lives and hectic schedules and just, you know, everything that they're dealing with. Now that my tactical nutrition beta course has run its course, the goal is going to be to focus on this podcast much more frequently. So, and if you miss the tactical nutrition course, you know, don't worry about that. It's likely going to be released again kind of as the new year approaches. So last thing, new season, new mission. So we have to give it a new name, right? So the Performance Dietitian Podcast will now be dubbed the Tactical Nutrition and Performance Podcast. So keep your eyes out for the new cover art and name coming to you live soon. I promise. All right, guys. So if you are ready, I am ready, and I will see you next episode.